Yeah, you've changed.
I think I'm gonna throw up for real.
I feel like throwing up. Hey, let me just start by putting this disclaimer. If you don't already know, this podcast features explicit language. So if you're offended by that, cover your little fucking baby ears and don't listen to us, because all we do is cuss. Let me tell you, it's hard to put out good content when your podcast isn't as successful as you want it to be. Discourages you a little bit.
Let's just put it this way. Doing a podcast isn't as easy as it fucking sounds.
Yeah, especially it's a lot of work when you don't have a very interesting life. But anyway, maybe this is an interesting story.
It's going to come out. Oh my
God. Could you not?
Sorry, we gotta wait for Scrooge's dumbass to fucking close his door.
Could you not? Thanks, bitch.
Okay, he's gone. I hate that guy.
I don't use him for his money.
Yep. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 9 of Vic and Steve's podcast. We missed a week. We were gone last week. Couldn't put out an episode. Didn't put out an episode.
Didn't want to put out an episode.
Could have put out an episode.
No, we couldn't have.
Yeah. We just didn't have
Well, okay. We did record, and we ended up scrapping it because it wasn't... Because it was just like
you guys don't know is that like this shit's harder than it looks, and sometimes we'll record an episode and we just got to scrap it. Like there's sometimes we just don't have like good enough content, at least that you and me feel is good enough to put out. So
can you not?
Here comes fucking Scrooge again. God damn it, Scrooge.
Damn, fucking all our shit up.
I know.
Anyway, today we're going to be talking about drugs.
You can toss that. Are you going to feed that to your gerbil?
Like I said before.
Yeah, we're doing an episode on drugs. Drugs and alcohol?
Drugs and alcohol, yeah. Let's do that.
I kind of feel uncomfortable with Scrooge just right here looking at us.
I know, he's being weird. Don't be so weird.
Usually you're supportive of us, and today you're just acting like an asshole.
All of a sudden, just because you have soccer pants on. Okay, so...
So you said you had a few stories.
I have a couple of stories of when I have tried smoking weed twice in my life.
Okay.
All right. So my first experience with that kind of stuff was when I was 13. Yeah. I was in eighth grade. 19-year-old brother got me drunk.
How?
If you didn't hear our last episode, he shaved my head in third grade, and he had a party at our apartment one time, and
like high school, or he was 19, so he's
He was out of high school, so it was just like he just had friends over, and they had like
how many people were over?
It wasn't a huge party. It was like maybe like 5 or 6, like just his friends that he usually hangs out with. So it was just like a kickback, I guess. Okay. I don't know. Like I don't know. I've never partied, so I don't know what's considered party size. But
I've always been confused by the ratio of parties.
Yes. And what is considered a, how many people do you need to consider a kickback, and how many people do you need to consider a party? You know, questions that'll never be answered.
Yep.
So he had a couple of his friends over, and they had, you know, some alcohol, some beer.
Your mom wasn't home?
My mom wasn't home. My mom at this time was working. She was working 2 jobs. So she
was working late nights?
Yeah, she would work nights and then she'd work in the day. So that night my mom wasn't home. And my brother was like, "Hey, do you wanna taste some of this stuff?" He had like a bunch of Smirnoffs, right? And so I had like maybe 4 of those. And then I remember he somehow thought it was okay to give me shots of tequila. So I think I had like 2
straight.
Yeah. And then
how'd you not throw up at 13?
I don't know, dude. I've never, like, I don't drink. After that, I had never pretty much drank again. And, like, I think I'm allergic to alcohol now. Because one time we had, like, a kickback at Scrooge's house. And we were drinking. And, like, I started getting all red and, like, splotchy and stuff. And everybody was flipping out.
That's tight. I wish I was invited to that.
And this was before you were friends with Scrooge.
That's tight. Thanks for inviting me.
And so I remember getting drunk, and then I remember I started getting like a really bad fever, and I was like, oh man, what do I do? Like, I was just laying on the couch, and my brother was partying with his friends.
Yeah.
So I'm on the couch with a fucking high ass fever, and I was like, hey, can I take some medicine? Like, what'll happen to me? And they're like, nah, dude, you'll die if you take some medicine.
What the hell?
Which I didn't know if
is that true.
I want to say it is, because, you know, you're not supposed to take shit like that with, like, medicine with alcohol.
I don't know that.
Well, my brother's girlfriend at the time was like nurse tech or whatever.
And she was
the one that, so I was like, all right, okay, this is a credible source.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I didn't have a hangover, which was pretty cool. And then, so that was the first time I had any, like, experience with alcohol, yeah. I want to say summer of my...
God fucking damn it, Scrooge.
Damn, bitch. Fucking get out of this house and do that shit. God damn it. All right, anyway.
So that was your first experience with alcohol?
That was my first experience with alcohol. My first experience with weed... I was going into my freshman year, so probably a little bit after my brother got me drunk, and I had a friend who was kind of, I don't want to say bad influence, because we were pretty good friends, but he did bad stuff,
mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey man, you want to smoke some weed with me? And he pulled out a little baggie of green stuff.
Mm.
Now, I don't know what weed looks like at this point. I still don't. Really. So this could have been like oregano or just like crumpled of leaves or something. But it was in a little baggie. And I remember we didn't have like nothing to roll it with. So we just rolled it with school paper.
Like
we made a...
Like writing paper?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if that did anything. But we did that, and... I think I was very impressionable at that age, so I was like, I knew what the symptoms were of being high, and I just went home and ate a lot, and then I was like, man, but am I really high? I don't know. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel, because I didn't know if that was really weed or not.
Yeah.
So I went home, ate a bunch. I ended up sleeping at his house because I didn't want my mom to smell me.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm going to spend the night at my friend's, and she was like, okay. She didn't question it, so that was my second experience with weed. First experience. Second time I did it, I think it was after high school. This has never been my form of entertainment. I've never been a fan of this.
Weed?
Yeah, or just drugs. Drinking or drugs, yeah. In general. I don't know. That's not my idea of a good time. I'm sure it's, you know, some people's out there, but I don't know how they get into that stuff. But, and you know...
Wait, you didn't even talk. You didn't even talk.
No, about I know. I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna get into that. They're kind of short stories. So I had just graduated, and I remember who was I with. I don't remember who it was. I don't think it might have been the same guy that I got high with the first time. And he was like, "Hey, man, you're a high school graduate. We should celebrate." I was like, okay, how? No job, no money. What am I going to celebrate with? Play at home some Guitar Hero, you know? That was my idea of a good time. So this guy again got his hands on some weed. And I think this was some real shit, because I got really lightheaded. Maybe it was laced with PCP, you know? And
what did you smoke it out of this time?
He had a pre-rolled joint.
Okay.
So the joint was pre-rolled, and we smoked that shit up, man.
Got lit.
Got fucking turnt. And then what happened? Nothing fun happened, but I remember after that I was like, this isn't my cup of tea. I don't want to do this anymore. That was the last time I did drugs. I remember one time in college... I didn't do drugs, but my mom had brought me home. My mom works at a retirement home, so from time to time, they'll sell furniture for cheap. So she brought this little sofa chair to put in my room. And this chair was in an old person's room, but, you know, she got it on sale. Beside the point. Anyway, I came home one day, and my mom was home, and she was like, hey, come here, I need to talk to you. She was mad. I was like, oh, shit, like, what did I do? Did, you know, did, like, the school call my house and tell her I've been ditching class? I don't know what the fuck happened. So I go into my room, right? And my mom lifts the cushion of the little sofa, and there's a bunch of pills like under the cushion, like all kinds of shit, dude. Like colored pills, but like they look like drugs.
They were just like free laying there, like
they were in there, and it like, never occurred to me.
Bags or something. They were just
they were like in bags. It was like bags of pills, and then like some of them were open and shit. And my mom was like, "What the fuck is this?" I was like, "Mom, I've never seen that in my life before. Like, I swear I've never seen it." And she was like, "I'm like, no, if you're doing drugs, like, tell me the truth right now." I was like, "Mom, I'm not doing drugs. Like, why would I do that shit? It never occurred to me to look under that shit, to look under the seat." And so I guess this guy was stashing like like other residents' pills and stuff.
Hey, old people are crazy. They just do shit like that for fun.
Yeah, and I got in trouble for it. So my mom thought I was, you know, a pill popping animal.
Yeah,
those are my experiences with drugs. I think those are the only things. And then that time where we were so cool smoking cigars, and then we were like, hey, we should try getting our hands on some weed. I want to get high. And then I got my hands on some weed from some guy at work. And then I gave it to you guys. I think you guys ended up throwing it away. Right?
Dude, honestly, I don't even remember that time. Because I don't remember ever getting weed from you. But let me tell you the story. Like, the only story that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So the only time I smoked was with one of my friends that I don't want to name on the, on the podcast.
Do I know them?
Well, yeah. It was but, like, I just don't want to name it. I just don't want people to know. We smoked weed out of a... I think it was a pipe. We smoked out of like a little pipe, and
I don't know this story.
Maybe you weren't around at the time. I don't know. Maybe it was before we did it with you. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And this was my first time smoking. Like, so I guess this time with you was my second. I don't really remember that time.
We didn't smoke weed. We just smoked the Swisher, and then we were like, hey, we should try and get in some weed. I want to get high. We all came to a consensus of like, hey, let's all get high.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can probably get my, you know, my hands on some weed.
And we ended up not
doing it. Yeah, and I got it, and then I think that you guys threw it away.
Probably did, because I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
But, so the time I did it, I was still in high school, and I think I was, honestly, I can't even remember how old I was, but, and I didn't really tell anybody, like, we're the only three that know, and I just wanted to, like, try it. I guess we just wanted to try it, because this is the shit everybody was doing at the time. And
peer pressure's a bitch.
I didn't get high.
How do you know you didn't get high if you've never smoked weed before?
Because I felt exactly how I felt before I smoked it.
Hmm.
It was funny because we smoked and we didn't really feel anything. And we're like, okay, this is stupid as fuck, whatever. So we kind of just stopped. And I remember me and Mo were in a car, right? And this is the only, I don't think I was high. I think that I just told the funniest joke on earth because we were sitting in a, I don't know if it was my car, but I remember I made a joke about something and we're just chilling in the car in his front yard before like I left.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what the joke was, and I'll ask him, maybe he'll remember, but I think I said a joke, and dude, we could not stop busting up laughing for like 10 straight minutes. We were just fucking sitting in the car dying. And then like once like it kind of died down, we looked at each other and we're like, I don't know why the fuck that was so fucking funny. And then I just went home, and that was my only experience with weed.
Dude, I have, and you know this, I have occasional, like, fits of laughter.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do know this.
And I don't know, that's how I get high, with my, like, because, oh my God, stop. You know what? I don't want to do this shit anymore. I'm tired of this.
For the record, I'm not, like, anti-weed. I don't give a fuck what people do. It's just not what me and Victor do and our group of friends, except Scrooge, maybe.
Except for Scrooge. Let me tell his infamous story real quick.
I wish Scrooge had the balls to come tell this story on the podcast.
How did the story go? You and your brother smoked a bunch of weed before school, and then you were walking to school and got dizzy or felt shitty or something? Or was it after school, like coming back from school?
The one at McDonald's, it was just, we went to McDonald's. On the way to McDonald's, we were smoking. And then at
Was there drink in your cup still?
Was there a McFlurry cup? No, it's like a medium cup. Oh, damn, that's a pretty big cup.
Hey, see? What's the worst story?
I just smoked a lot of weed. It was like, I don't know, because my parents went on vacation for like 2 weeks.
You smoked at your house?
Yeah, because they went there. So we lived really close to the school, but we were staying at my aunt's house. So we would walk to my house right after school instead of going to my aunt's house. And then my cousin, actually, it was like my cousin's boyfriend. He bought us a bong. So, and then my aunt's neighbor used to be a drug dealer. So this food just gave us like a bunch of weed for really cheap.
You lived in Pico? Or Paramount.
So we didn't know what the hell we were doing. We're just like, all right, just pack this shit. And then it was a lot, dude.
So you packed a bunch of weed into the bong? Yeah.
What's...
We just kept packing it. Like, once it was all burned, we just took a lot of shit and then put more. And it was just like a lot. I don't even remember how much it was, but it was a lot. And I remember looking up at my brother, and I was like, what the hell? Like,
did he have fucking shit coming out of his head?
He was joking around, and like, we couldn't stop laughing. And like, I remember I looked up. It was a fucking bird. Like, like a big ass, like crow looking bird. Like, I don't know, that was weird.
Like, what did you say?
Nothing. I just kept laughing because I thought it was freaking funny.
Did you tell him like, hey, Frankie, you look like a bird? What's up?
I don't even remember what I told him at the time, but I remember like vividly because we were sitting. It was kind of like this: like the bong was on the table, and then I was here, and he was there, and like I remember we were laughing. I don't know, like I looked up, and then,
like a bit, like his size, like just sitting there.
Yeah, or like a big ass.
Or like a big parrot bird.
That's fucking scary, dude. What the fuck?
That same day, like once we started walking home, or to my aunt's house, like when I went. To lay down in the room, everything just kept spinning and I couldn't stop it, dude. And it was like the worst thing. Like, I was just like, man, I'm never doing this ever again.
Damn, screw you. That's a druggie. Fucking
funny ass story. I wish when I got high, one of my friends turned into a bird. I wish
we had a funny story. Hey, maybe we should get high and do an episode.
Man, I don't know. I'm scared of getting drug tested at work.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah, scratch that idea already. Maybe I'll get high. Fuck my job. I'll start podcasting full time.
Yeah, man. Drugs have never been my thing. Drugs and alcohol, yeah. Apart from the fact that I get all red and splotchy when I drink, and I get uncomfortable. Like, that's just never been my thing. I don't know how that's somebody. Well, I guess I can see how people can have fun with it. But for you to do that shit like every single night and like go out and drink and get high, and I was just like, man, that's too much.
It's never been our thing. I think the only experience I've had with alcohol. Was like maybe like taking shots at Scrooge's, but not enough to like get drunk. And then I was just like, this doesn't seem enjoyable at all. I don't know why I would do this.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Drinking alcohol hurts. You know, I thought this was going to be a little bit longer than it was, but it's not.
Let me tell you why I don't. Maybe we should say okay, yeah. Why we don't. Let me go first.
All right, go ahead.
Why we don't do drugs and alcohol or smoke and drink. So. I just never got into that in high school, like growing up. I just never got into that scene. And it's not to say that we weren't around it. Like, of course, we were around friends that were doing it. Mm-hmm. Not close friends, not like people like we hung out with, like you and me. Mm-hmm. But like people we saw on a daily basis at school, people we played sports with. And I'm completely fine with whatever anybody decides to do with their life. Like, I don't care. It's just not what I got into.
Mm-hmm.
What I do have a problem with was people judging me for not doing it in high school.
Yeah.
Which is like the lamest fucking thing. That.
Oh like man, you don't smoke. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, like I was never like, yeah, you guys are fucking lame for doing that. Yeah, I didn't fucking like it and I didn't agree with it. Yeah. I'm not gonna judge you based off of it, but I got judged, or at least I feel like I was, because I got fucking like told stuff about not wanting to do it. And I'm like, why do you care what I do? Like, that's so, it's corny as fuck that you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And let alone you're gonna back on me for not wanting to do it and call me like boring for it. That's the reason I didn't really like smoke and party in high school. It just wasn't my scene.
Mm-hmm.
Something I don't tell like a lot of people either. One of the reasons I don't drink is because I'm not sure if you know, but my brother got like a few DUIs back in the day. He would like drink. He still drinks, but he's not like crazy. And he got into a car accident driving drunk.
Shit.
And he was driving his friend's car, and they were involved in like a three-vehicle accident. And the third car was another drunk driver who killed the person in the first car.
What?
And then so all I remember was my brother, my other brother, my middle brother coming into me, and I was in high school,
mm-hmm.
and my middle brother coming into my room and telling me that, like, you know, Fabian was in a car accident and he's in jail. And mm-hmm. and at first I was just like, what the hell is going on? And I don't see like a lot of my family members cry ever.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother started crying, and he told me, because we didn't know all the details.
Yeah.
And he basically was crying, saying Fabian got into a car accident. He was driving drunk and somebody died.
Oh, shit.
And he's in jail. So we, like, I immediately thought he's done. He's going to jail like for life.
He killed somebody driving drunk.
But he didn't cause the accident. He didn't cause the death. The other person did, but mm-hmm. he did go to jail, and he was in jail for like 2 months.
Damn.
So like, that's like one of the biggest reasons I would see him drunk growing up. So when I was in high school, he would come home drunk and come into my room. And like when he would talk to me, it was like a completely different person.
Yeah.
Like I was like, I don't even know who the fuck you are when you talk to me.
That shit changes people.
Yeah. So I would like, when I knew he would go out, I would purposely like lock my door
mm-hmm.
and I'd go to sleep. And I'm like, I don't want him to come home and come into my room. Cause when he talks to me, it's just like fucking weird. So that's like part of the reason why I don't like drink. Again, not to say like fucking you're wacky if you drink, like I don't care. Like people love drinking, that's fine. It's just not my thing. It's never been my thing.
Yeah, that shit's I mean, apart from the fact that it's bad for you, like how can you I don't know. Like I don't know how people enjoy it. Maybe it's just, you know, I don't enjoy it how people do. Like like I've been drunk before and stuff like that, but I'm not like, I don't get crazy or anything like that. And I don't know. It's just, I don't like feeling like that, you know, like I don't know, you know, I'm disoriented and shit like that. And I don't know how people could walk around like that all day. You know, for me, I think it's kind of the same thing, you know, with you. That's never been my thing. Like, you know, like you said, I have friends, you know, I had friends when we were in high school that did that shit. And like, for me, it was kind of like, I'm kind of like socially awkward a little bit. I don't like big crowds, and I don't like being in like big groups of people and stuff. So even like when we're at the gym and like there, and I'll be working out or something. And I'm like in the like corner rack, when like it starts getting too crowded, like I start feeling like I don't want to be here, and I'll just leave.
Yeah.
That's not my idea of like having a good time. Like I'd rather be hanging out, like with you guys, or, you know, going out and doing stuff and like being active and, you know, shit like that. Like that's always been what we've done. And, you know, not to say that what we do is better than what other people do, but, you know, I never understood that mentality to that I have to party to have fun, or I have to drink to have fun, or I have to, you know, smoke and do drugs and shit to like have a good time. Like, I don't know. I don't share that view. That point of view with other people, I guess. And I think that's why I don't know, dude, it's hard to find people that aren't like either all about parties or all about drinking, or, you know, all about doing drugs. Cause I know people that are just either all they do is party, all they do is drink, all they do is, you know.
Like, I know people that are like, that also like go out and drink and smoke, but are also really cool.
Yeah.
That don't make it seem like it's that big of a deal.
Yeah. Like if you do it like socially or like casually, but I think it's, you know, it's cool.
But it seemed like in high school, everybody was just
that
like,
was just everybody's thing, dude. Yeah. And I remember people, like, I wouldn't get made fun of it. Like people would be like, oh, how come you don't party, or how come you don't drink? Why do you care what I do or don't do? You know, like
I've like fucking had people like walk out of my life because I was too boring to fucking hang out, because I didn't want to hit up the parties with them and hit up like that kind of shit. And I'm just like, that's so fucking
lame. I think it's funny that like none of our group of friends is like that. Like
for the record, like the little group that we have, literally we don't drink or smoke.
Like we're all like pretty straight arrowed, I think. And I think that's pretty, like, I think it's hard to find, because, you know, usually when you have a group of friends, they'll be like a couple of them that'll, you know, drink or, you know, party and stuff, or maybe like all of them do, but like all of us don't drink, all of us don't smoke, and we don't party. So I think that's pretty cool. That's pretty unique. Like to find a group of people that are kind of the same as you.
Yeah.
And,
we've all been like that since high school.
Yeah. It's, you know, since I don't know, dude, I'm just like an anxious person. I don't like big crowds. I don't like So I think that's why I wouldn't want to go to house parties, because it's a bunch of people I don't know, and you know, just situations like that. And these things get crazy sometimes, man. All these party crews, fucking, what was the point of that shit?
I don't know, man.
But yeah, like, I think drugs are it's just something that's a part of our growing up. And I feel like now, like, the kids that are, like, in high school now are more, like, into that lifestyle.
You think so?
Like,
I don't really know. I don't really fucking pay attention to people in high school.
Just like
you have a sister in high school, so you probably have, like, more of an insight on
she's,
that.
She's like me. She doesn't do anything. So, I don't know, dude. It's just that, you know,
I would imagine it's like the same or getting worse. Same, like, high school kids are partying, drinking, yeah, smoking. I don't know. I never really put too much thought into, like, what that group of people are doing.
I always wonder, though, like, what are kids doing now to have fun? You know, now that we're kind of getting a little bit older and we see things a little bit differently. Like, I'm sure our mindset when we were in high school, what we thought was cool was, you know, isn't cool to us. Oh, I mean, we still kind of do the same shit. So, you know, I think bottom line, there's a lot of ways to have fun. And for us,
it never resorts to drinking.
Yeah, but maybe we should. Smoking. And I think I asked you, like,
we should do an episode on shrooms.
Yeah.
Or we should drop some acid. Honestly, like, that shit sounds like it would be cool, but I feel like I'd be way too fucking scared to do drugs to record an episode of the podcast.
Do you think you would be addicted? You would be get addicted?
No fucking idea. Like, right now, I can tell you no. I feel like there's no way that I would get addicted, but who's to say? I don't fucking know what drugs do to you.
Everybody out there know where we can get our hands on some coke or...
if you guys can hook us up with some premium shrooms. Fucking
Colombian heroin? Or shrooms, meth.
Hit our DMs.
Hit our DMs, yeah. Let us know where and price points and stuff. But, yeah, man, I thought my stories were going to be funnier. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, I know that there's people out there that listen to this shit that have had crazy experiences, considering we don't fucking do that shit. But, like, I know a lot of people do. I would love to hear, like, some of their fucking crazy stories. I know.
What's your fucking craziest? Did you turn into a bird? Do you, any of your friends turn into birds when you guys get high?
If you guys have a crazy story, like, DM us on Twitter or Instagram and let us know, and we'll share it next week.
Yeah, all 13 of you, let us know.
All 13 followers on Twitter.
I think people have funny stories and they don't want to say, but
just DM us and we'll read them. We can keep it anonymous, or we can shout you out.
Everyone knows who you are, dude. You're the, hey, what's up, guys, guy.
So we should just end it here. I think we can get a solid 25, 30-minute episode.
Yeah, it might have been a little bit shorter than I wanted to. I thought this was going to be a little bit better planned out. In my head, I was like, man, I'm going to tell these fucking funny-ass stories of my first encounters with drugs and alcohol, and how my mom thought I was a pill-popping fiend.
And then we tell them, and we realize how, like, boring we are.
God damn it.
Sorry for having boring lives, guys.
Yeah. Hey. If you're listening, your life is probably just as boring as ours.
Well, if it's not, let us know.
Fuck, I know, dude. Shit.
Please. God. Please DM us.
Please, please DM us.
Henry's the only person that's DM'd us.
What jumper?
What jumper?
Claim jumper?
Wait, what are you talking about? What happened in the jumper? I was there? Oh. That's like some news shit. I don't want to.
This isn't a newscast. Yeah. Fucking bitch. I think we're gonna end it there, guys. I don't want to do this anymore.
I was expecting you to do your peruge.
Nah, yeah. Well, anyway, you know how it goes. Drop us a line, peruge.
Hit us up on Twitter at Vic and Steve's.
All one word, just like that. At Vic and Steve's.
Follow us, DM us, send us nudes, whatever.
You know, hit us up on Instagram at Vic and Steve's podcast. We said we were going to start posting a lot more pictures, but we never do. We're just not that interesting. And, you know, we got to think hard when it comes to making these episodes. And you can always find us on Podomatic at podomatic.com/Vic and Steve's podcast.
And if you're listening to us on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. Subscribe to the podcast.
But let us know what you think. Yeah, you know?
We want to hear from you guys.
It's like Zoom. Come on, give it a try. I don't know. And if you like what you see, turn off your TV and do it.
I don't know.
You never watched Zoom when you were fucking younger?
Like, I know what it was, but I never watched it.
Damn, you suck.
That was a good ass fucking song.
That's it, man. Fucking hit us up. Let us know what's going on in your drug crazed world. And if you know where we can get some high quality fucking hashish, let us fucking get that shit so we can get lit and turn and do a fucking funny ass episode.
Yeah, man. And we promise we're coming back harder. This shit's just fucking difficult to do, man. Doing a podcast is not fucking easy.
First of all, we can't focus full time on this shit. So it's not like we can just sit at home and be like, hey, we should do this for the fucking podcast. Like, yeah, we're busy people. You know, the busier you are, the harder it is to do things that you like. So we're still going to keep pushing. Still going to keep trying to put out good shit. And keep tuning in. We're going to keep giving you guys some fucking good ass shit.
Shout out to everyone that listens.
Yeah, we love you guys. I don't love you, but I like you for listening. We appreciate you. All right, man. That's it. See you guys next week.
Peace. Later.